welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. When we speak about the ocean edge, we are discussing that circumferential line that delineates the terrestrial coasts, forming the invisible linear of confrontation and connection between land and sea. We have characterized the identity of those boundaries as hard and soft, engineered responses and social responses that are at once examples of mitigation or of adaptation to the dynamic circumstance of proximate earth and water. We can also present the edge thematically, the amalgam of coherent activities that reflect both the reality and symbolic implication of what takes place there. We can talk about the working coast, the leisure coast, the security coast, the political coast, or the cultural coast. Each of these contextualizes social behavior, organizational structure, and an expression of value as both personal and communal in any given alongshore place or time. Let's start with the working coast. Historically, the distribution of settlement was drawn to natural harbors and shores where fishing and trade could be practiced in support of the people who lived there. This holds true for inland waters as well. The distribution of interior cities in similar location connected up or downstream to the ocean outlets and exchange beyond. The working coast was at first a secure place where a small boat could be dragged ashore, built and repaired, and relaunched as a source of food comparable to the harvest of the land. I once visited Lanyu, an island off the south coast of Taiwan. I watched those fishers launch their wooden vessel from the shore, paddle through the waves, engineless, to sail for several days toward Mindanao and the Philippines, lighting a fire on the bow deck at night to attract the fish toward the light and into the boat. I was there when they returned and was astonished by the minimal catch resulting from such hard work and danger. As vessels got larger, bigger facilities were required to dock, load, maintain, construct, voyage, and trade. The seemingly simple elements of maritime exchange that linked together eventually all parts of the world as stages of what we now call globalization. Those piers and shipyards were alive with work and financial vitality. This enterprise built institutions, organizations, associations, and personal fortunes, and contributed to every aspect of social and political life everywhere on Earth, where and when people chose to settle by the sea. Breakwaters and cargo handling technology, financial exchanges, banks and trading companies, manufacturing firms, unions, connected roads and canals, trains, city architecture, churches and cemeteries, civic and social institutions, all these functions and their physical and economic consequences were a direct progressive reflection of the energy and accomplishment of the working coast. Indeed, the world was parsed and defined by energy generated by the connective power of the ocean. History brought scale, further exploration, science and invention, confrontation and imperial expansion to the world, again enabled as response to the value perceived and desired. Expeditions opened the last places. Technology enabled us to explore beneath the surface of the sea. Iron, steel, and steam transformed ships in size, speed, range, and power. Work, work, work. Every aspect of this growth of centuries was powered by the human mind and hand, applied to the opportunities offered by the sea and serviced from the land. One can look at the entirety of world history to now and reduce it to one word, maritime, defined as living or found in or near the ocean. The World Ocean Observatory states as its prime assertion, the sea connects all things. But don't understand that connection as purely geographical, but rather as the unity of effort that is the nature of work and which, when applied well to purpose, can build a world for the benefit of all mankind. That has not changed. It is applicable and necessary to the future, even as work changes and technology creates new vocations. Today, people are migrating from inland to coast. Coasts are challenged by sea level rise and extreme weather. Ports can become teleports and cyberports, seemingly indifferent to traditional structures. But here is a fact not well known. Today, almost all data, financial transactions, internet informational transfer, communications, and more move at light speed as a function of modern work through cables deep on the ocean floor where, invisible, they connect us still through coast to coast underwater. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.